Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us and Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. This is Pastor Holly with the joy of another day that the Lord has given us. I welcome and greet you all on this 33rd day. We are 1 week away from being at the finish line of our 40-day journey of consecrated prayer and fasting, desiring to seek the voice, the face, and the will of God. I cannot tell you how excited I am knowing that we're almost there, but every time I think about how the Lord is using this to change my life, how the Lord is showing me testimonies of others who are saying, reset, seek is a blessing to them. I pray that you are a part of that group that you already know. God is doing some great things in your life, that you're grateful that you made the decision to try fasting. Grateful that you made the decision to regulate your diet, to get off of television, to control and restrain your spending, to take time. To take time to really draw close to the Lord every morning in prayer. I pray that as this journey has almost come to conclusion, that you see some things God is doing in your life that you're never going to stop doing, never going back to a place where we feel distant from the Lord. I put together a list of Bible passages where the word seek came up. Just want to let the Holy Spirit guide and read some passages about seeking God and resetting. I want to read to you one of my favorites that I forgot was in the Psalm. Psalm 27. Listen for the words of the Lord as I read this entire Psalm from the New King James Version. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, those who were my enemies and my foes, they submitted and stumbled and fell. Though the army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war may rise against me, and this one thing will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock, and now my head shall be lifted above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in this tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth pathway because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, on this Sunday morning, we who are seeking your face, we who are resetting, come before you in thanksgiving. In thanksgiving of another new day that you have made, and grateful, Lord, that mercies had been brand new. And we come declaring that you are alone, our light and our salvation, that there have been moments, oh gracious Lord, my Father God, when enemies did come against us and you lifted us up. You hid us, you protected us, you kept us. And with the memory, oh gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, of how you've shielded and protected, we make a declaration in faith today that we will not fear. Beloved, that is the word of God for you as you go into this day, into this next season of your life, that we refuse to live in fear. I may be frustrated by the news. I may not be happy about what's happening in the White House. I may be angered by what we see, but what I refuse to do is live in fear. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, today I pray that you would give us the bold strength to trust and believe in you, even when our enemies are coming against us, even when we can't escape the onslaught of the news that continues to discourage us, oh Lord. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, in those moments when we are overwhelmed, may we lift up our eyes to you and hear your commandment to seek you. Seek me, says the Lord. Come to me, bow before me, honor me, put me in the right place of your life. And gracious Lord, and Heavenly Father God has, as God has proven time and again to give you the strength to survive. God has proven that God will put God's hand over your life. God has proven faithful that God will never leave us nor forsake us. Today, oh gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I just want to give you thanks that you have never left me. You have never forsaken me, even, oh God, when I had to deal with the consequence of my own decisions. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, you never forsake us. You've never abandoned us today. God, today I declare that you are good, that your mercy endures forever, that your presence is ever faithful, and we give you thanks. Your word challenges us, oh Lord, to seek you, and when we seek you, Lord, that we would be of good courage. Beloved, I heard Governor Pritzker of Illinois say something that I passed that I passed to you. Tyranny requires fear. Tyranny requires silence. Tyranny requires not having courage. Today, oh gracious Lord and Father God, we fight that fear. We fight that tyranny. We fight the silence. We fight, Lord, being cowardly and declare that we will be courageous in the use of our voice and the gifts that you've given us, that we might stand for truth. Gracious Lord and Father God, that we might advocate for others. Lord, that we might use what you've given us to be a blessing unto someone else. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. David declared that I would have lost heart had I not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Here's what David declared. Well, here's what David said. When you have faith in God, you must have hope. How can you have faith in God and not believe that God is still moving and changing? And it may not be in the right now, it may not be in the right now, but it will be in my not yet. Gracious loving Father God, today may we not only walk in courage and in faith, knowing that you are our light and our salvation. May we not only seek you, but today, oh gracious loving Father God, I pray that you would revive, restore, resurrect someone's hope to believe my brother, to believe my sister, that there's always a reason to trust that God is doing new things, that God is up to something, that God is turning situations around. You've heard me say time and again that whenever it looks like God isn't good, it's just because God isn't done. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray today that you give us a spirit of expectation. I hear the words of Brother Kenshin, who closes every prayer saying, Lord, we ask this in thanksgiving and expectation that we not only give you thanks, but we expect it. What do you expect God to do? What are you asking God to do? Listen. This journey will be fruitless if you come to the end of 40 days and you have no expectations of what you know God is going to do, that your faith has been built so strong that you just expect things. I don't know about you, my brother, my sister, but Lord, I expect things to work together for my good. I expect the weeping of the night that to move across with joy in the morning. I expect that the weeping that was formed will not, the weapon that was formed will not prosper. I expect you, God, to prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. I expect you, O Lord, to make us more than conquerors in your blessed name, blessed holy name. Gracious loving Father God, with expectation, we come before you, believing that you're a God who loves it when God's people expect God to do great things. I expect God to do the miraculous. I expect God to heal. I expect God to change things through us. You are my light and my salvation, O Lord, and whom shall I fear? That when you put God first and make the declaration of who God is, how can you? Why would you be afraid of anything or anyone else? So today, O gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I want to pray for those as we collectively touch and agree, for those who've been living in fear, O God, because of all that they've been seeing, fearful of what the new medication will do, fearful of a pending medical procedure, fearful, O God, about the layoffs that are coming, fearful for, Lord, the financial crisis that they're in, careful of what it will mean, fearful of what it will mean when relationships shift and change on them. Gracious Lord and Father God, today we pray that we would not walk our lives in fear, but rather trust that you are still our light and our salvation. And as we seek you, Lord, as we reset our mindsets, Lord, Heavenly Father God, that you will always do what is best. So, God, on this 33rd day, we thank you for another day that you have made. We pray, Lord, that today you would show yourself strong. That as we seek you, you will be faithful to your promises, that we will find you. And gracious Lord and Father God, that when this day is over, you will look upon us as those who walked in courage, who walked in faith, who walked in expectation. Look, this is our prayer. Place it in our heart. Do it in our lives. And we give you all the glory in advance, O Lord, for what we know you are able to do. And what you're going to do. Thank you, gracious Lord and Father God, for this day that you've made. Be with us now and as we go into this Sunday, trusting and believing that you are still our light and our salvation. We ask this in the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus, who always and alone is our Christ, and the redeemed of the Lord who loved the Lord and were excited with expectation about God, said, Amen, amen, and amen. Beloved, this is Pastor Hawley. Thank you for joining us early this morning. It's day 33, y'all. We are 1 week away, and I am excited, not just about finishing the fast. I'm excited about the new me that God has on the other side. Listen, I love you all with the love of Jesus Christ. If you're able, you can call back and listen to the prayer on the recorded line, and we'll be back here tomorrow, Monday morning, 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Eastern Daylight Time for our prayer. This is Pastor Hawley. Love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed day, everyone.